Ali Asghar, the youngest son of Imam Hussein and the youngest martyr of the historic Battle of Karbala some 1400 years ago. Imam Hussein, the third Shia Imam, took his son in the battlefield to show the enemy the condition of his six-month-old child without water. But the tragedy was that instead of giving him water, Ali Asghar was killed by an arrow that pierced his neck.
It goes without saying that even after 1,400 years, innocent children continue to be the main victims of violence and wars by tyrant regimes.
During the month of Muharram in the Islamic calendar, Shia Muslims across the globe attend the special ceremonies with their children to commemorate the martyrdom of Ali Asghar, who is represented as an innocent child with his cradle as a conspicuous element on the stage. In the Battle of Karbala, Ali Asghar was too young to understand, but for the enemy, he wasn't too young to die, a reflection not so lost for many innocent children today.
Shia Muslims continue to suffer in places like Bahrain. This means the terrible conditions, even for their children, haven't changed after 1400 years.
I came to pay tribute to Imam Hussein and his son Ali Asghar. We still see the same kind of sufferings and atrocities today. I hope this will change when a new world order comes to the fore.
We came here to show solidarity with the defenseless children of the world, including those in Gaza. We stand behind those innocent children because that's what we should do in these terrible times.
My child suffers from a rare skin disorder. I have asked Imam Hussein and his son Ali Asghar to cure my kid because they can do miracles.
Shia Muslims believe the month of Muharram, in which Imam Hussein and his 72 companions were killed, does signify martyrdom in the face of injustice, a feeling prevalent even today. That's why every year millions of Muslims visit Imam Hussein's holy shrine in Karbala to pay tribute to whom they call the master of martyrs, his companions and his sons Ali Akbar and Ali Asghar. Aman Nadiri, Press TV, Tehran.